I'm Randy Bone with Food for Thought. How often do we put the needs of others before ourselves? That's a good question. As Jesus and his disciples were praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, he spoke these very words as a detachment of soldiers approached to arrest him. He said, "Since I am the one you want, let these others go." Even at a time when his own life was in peril, he was still thinking of others. How would we react in a situation like that? We certainly couldn't do it in our own power. That is where the Word of God and the Spirit of God is needed. The Apostle Paul challenged and encouraged the Philippian Christians with these fitting words: "Don't act out of selfish ambition or be conceited. Instead, humbly think of others as being better than yourselves. Don't be concerned only about your own interests, but also be concerned about the interests of others." That's food for thought.